light. As humans, we love light. We don't like to be in the darkness. I mean, so much so that we have flashlights that on our phones that can even do three different settings. Some of us have, I don't have my keys on me, but I had two little keychains for flashlights on my phone or on my keys, both of which have broken. And Bobby just gave me one last week. But we love light. We hate to be in darkness. Why do we hate to be in darkness? Why do we always have to have, I counted 54 lights in this auditorium. Why do we have to have 54 lights in this auditorium? Because darkness is bad and light is good. We see that in the Bible all the time. But what does light do? Light reveals and illuminates things and makes them easy to see. Whenever I was studying for this lesson, I came across a cool story. A blind man carried a lit lantern wherever he went. When asked why, he said, "So no one stumbles over me." We don't need to be stumbling blocks for anybody. As Christians, we're supposed to light the way, not to be a hindrance. We're supposed to shine. We are supposed to shine a light so that others can find a path as well. If you have your Bibles and you want to follow along, turn to Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to read 13 and 14. "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." As Christians, we're supposed to light the path in a way that it becomes a little bit easier for people to see and to follow us. And sometimes maybe lead a little bit. Can light and darkness be in the same place? I asked this whenever I did the lesson at OSUIT this past weekend, and I had some people telling me yes, some people telling me no, and I just kind of sat there and let them go back and forth for a minute. It was kind of interesting. But no, light casts out darkness. The definition of darkness is the absence of light. So even if it's dark, there's still light. When I was in the Singing Youth of Denver, we went on a trip down to Texas for a singing tour. And we got to go into these caves. And they took us to the very back part of the cave. And they shut this door. And they turned off all the lights. And it was so dark in that cave that I couldn't even see my hand right here. I had no idea how far away somebody was from me. I felt alone. I was scared. I didn't know if somebody was going to grab me. Ended up being somebody did grab me, one of my friends. She got a little scared and just kind of grabbed my arm real quick as soon as they turned the light off. I think I jumped about 20 feet. But we don't like to be in the dark. But as soon as they turned those lights off, they let it sit for a second. And they had one Christmas bulb, like the old glass Christmas bulbs, off on the very further end of the cave, and they turned it on. And instantly we could see everything. In a room that was, in a cave that was much bigger than this auditorium, one small Christmas light lit it up to where I could see the person who was grabbing me and scared me half to death. But also I could see the definition on the walls. I could see the cave paintings from people years and years before us. From one light, it just lit up the entire room. Genesis 1, 2, and 4, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness." Light and dark cannot be in the same place, just as Christians cannot be dark and light at the same time. But light doesn't just make things visible. Why do we have different colored light bulbs? Because some of them produce a different feeling, a different view. They create warmth, comfort, and cheer. One of the cool things while I was studying for this as well, did you know that a person that is in a dim lit hospital, a hospital that has very little lighting, it takes them on average 12 to 14 days longer to heal and recover than a person that is in a hospital with great lighting. People that get to go outside, that have the nature areas, it takes them 12 to 14 days longer just because they're in a dim lit room. Being scared of the dark. My grandpa lives out in the boonies of Mountain Home, Arkansas. I'd always hear coyotes around, hear the dogs, and then just some of my uncle's hogs would get out and scare us. But whenever I went outside, my grandfather would always tell me, "You're not scared of the dark. You're scared of what's in the dark." Satan is in the dark. We're not supposed to be scared of the dark. We're supposed to be scared of what's in the dark. And Satan lives in the dark. We need to be a light for those that are in the dark and scared as well. We're supposed to be that one Christmas bulb in a very dark world. Because what happens whenever you light one light in a very dark cave? All the kids run to it because they want to be out of the darkness. Same thing with adults, it comes out to be. I think our choir director was the first one to that light bulb. Light helps guide people home. Matthew 2, verse 9. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. The one light helped guide the shepherds to where Jesus was. Light guides us to places that we need to be. When I lived in Colorado, there was one time that a snowstorm hit as me and a group of friends from my youth group were traveling. And as we got to our destination, we got a text message saying that our practice had been canceled. And we were about 45 minutes away from home at this point. As soon as we turn around and get out of the church parking lot, a blizzard hits. And it's just, we cannot see. The headlights on the car are not working hardly at all. They're working, they're just not lighting our way. We had to drive the whole entire 45 minutes by the streetlights in the middle of the highway. That was the only way that we knew where we were. We knew, okay, this streetlight is in the middle of the highway. If I stay a little bit away from it, I won't hit the wall, but I can see where I need to go. That was the only way we got home. The light had to guide us on our way home. Just as we're, as Christians, supposed to guide people home. We're supposed to be that street light every so often, shining bright in the middle of a storm. Light is not selfish. Light does not shine for itself to be seen by others, but to give light so others can see. You don't set a light in a dark corner and just say, do your own thing. You'll set it out in the middle of the room or next to a mirror or somewhere where it just lights the entire place up. But light can be painful. One thing with Holden, it seems like every morning when I walk in there, I turn that light on, he just covers his face with a blanket. I know I do that with Lexi, and probably you guys do it too with your spouse or whoever turns that light on after you've been asleep. It's painful. You don't like it. Being in school, whenever the teachers would show a movie and that first light come on, everybody just that, oh. Nobody liked to just be blinded by the light. We have to shine in a way that we're not going to hurt others. We can't just go out and start just shining as bright as we possibly can all the time to people that are in complete darkness. Because pain will drive them away. We have to shine slowly, getting their eyes used to it, getting them used to the light. We have to gently show them that they are lost, and we have to guide them back home. Light burns sacrificially. Every time a light is shining, something is having to be used to produce that light. Whether it be a candle, whether it be electricity, or oil, or something. Something is always having to burn. Something is always being consumed. For us, it could be our energy, it could be our money, it could be our time, be talents. A lot of people come up here to the building and they spend their time preparing for communion, preparing for classes, cleaning, doing yard work, working on the building, doing something maintenance. But also whenever you go out and you have a personal Bible study with somebody, you're spending your own time and your own energy into that. You are shining your light, and by giving something of yours, you're allowing it to shine bright. Matthew 16:24 says, "Then Jesus told his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" As Christians, we're to deny ourselves. We're to shine bright, not for ourselves, but for Christ. In reality, we're not even supposed to shine ourselves. We're more of the moon reflecting the sun's light back on the earth. We're just kind of shining off of what we get from Christ. If you've not been shining as bright as you should be, or you think that maybe your fuel is running a little low, or you haven't been the brightest light that you possibly can, or maybe you've been putting out some people's lights, I encourage you to think about that. Consider, am I being a bright enough light? Am I guiding people on the right path? If you need any help, please come forward as we stand and sing.
Gently, gently to his fold.